Now, as we mentioned, we are to some degree dispensing with the morning news format here and missing the ABC News at the top of the hour because we have a chance to talk with the governor of the state of Indiana, Mitch Daniels, who joins us by phone this morning from the Indianapolis area. Mitch, good morning. How are you doing?
Great, Gary. Thanks.
Good. Thanks for being with us. Now, I said from the Indianapolis area. Are you there or are you somewhere else in the state this morning?
No, I'm back there. I was all over northern Indiana yesterday, but got back here last night. Be catching up on things today.
All right. And, you know, we know that things have been very busy for you indeed over the last couple of weeks, including the fact that you put off a trip you were supposed to make over to the Orient. You were headed over to Asia once again to do some business, trips over there. But all of that put on hold because of the terrible flooding situation in southern Indiana. Mitch, if you can, give us an idea of what things are like right now in southern and southwestern Indiana as far as flooding.
Well, they're drying out, Gary. The water came so fast, and it went down fast. I mean, it still did the incredible damage that that sort of water does, but it did recede a little more quickly than it might otherwise have. For one thing, the Ohio River was not high, and that allows water to run out of southern Indiana a little more rapidly. But, boy, we sure took a serious hit while it was here, and I can't tell you enough. What a great job our emergency response people did at the state and local level. And then, of course, the outpouring of help from just volunteer Hoosiers was quite a sight to see.
Yeah, Mitch, you mentioned the response of state officials to this emergency. If I can for a moment, would you talk about the response of the federal administration, too? I know you'd requested expedited action on some disaster declarations and things like that. I believe more than half of all Indiana counties were in some way, shape, or form included in that emergency disaster declaration. Where does that stand now?
Yeah, I have only good things to say about the FEMA people. We may have taught them a little bit about how fast we like to move in Indiana this time, but just for instance, the first checks were delivered to the first victims on the ninth day after the first raindrop, which has got to be some kind of a world record. We devised the idea of a one-stop center in the most affected counties because I kept running into people who didn't need just one thing, but maybe four or five, and so we put in one place. So try to minimize the inconvenience to folks. Everything from the FEMA assistance to SBA to agriculture from the federal level. A lot of people lost their driver's license or identification, so we had DMV people there, insurance people sitting next to the insurance companies, make sure they did their job, food stamps and all the rest. And when the FEMA people came in, the FEMA director, I saw him taking lots of notes. I bet you'll see this show up in other states when they have problems.
Yeah. Governor Mitch Daniels with us this morning by phone from downstate. Governor, at one point, I know we were looking at pictures here along the White River, for example, and little towns, I think it was Elnora and some of the others, where they were hoping that the levees would not fail. Some had more success than others. But how widespread and how extensive is the damage down there? And is it possible for any of the farmers at this point to recover any of that land that was underwater for so long?
Those are the important questions. Indiana National Guard saved the town of Elnora. I was there three different times, and the town easily could have simply just disappeared. But quick action by the best National Guard in America saved it. We had no other public levees break. There were a few private dams that sprung some leaks, but now that didn't mean we didn't have very severe damage to a lot of roads, bridges, and public infrastructure, and that's one of the next big assignments. The farm damage is very sad to me. Here we are, probably headed in one of the best years for farm income that the state has seen. That's so important to our small towns and rural areas. And now a big piece of Indiana will not fully participate. We might have lost, we don't know, but we might have lost $1 billion of crop value, and some of that comes back in crop insurance. Some of those folks I'm talking to will get replanted, but there'll be a significant net lost opportunity.
Yeah, I was going to wonder, you mentioned some of them could get replanted. I know that there's only a relatively short window in which they can plant crops like corn, for example, but can they put something else in that maybe comes up later, or are they getting advice about that?
Yeah, as I've been traveling, I'm visiting with farmers. Some are going to go, we're able to take a chance on corn, at least some of the strains that can take the cold weather. A lot can get into beans. I talk to folks who are going to plant sorghum. I mean, farmers are a very resilient and resourceful lot, but you know, a lot of them have lots of debris in the field, and some of them just probably it's too late. I met, I'm sad to say, a lot of farmers who were washed out twice this year, once by the heavy spring rains we had, and then again just last month.
Now, Governor, you mentioned the resiliency of the people in the Hoosier State. I know a lot of people from the northern part of the state here who were not affected, thank goodness, by flooding, nevertheless took it upon themselves to travel down there and try to help out. Did you encounter any one particular story or a couple that that really stand out in your mind as an example of the Hoosier spirit?
Oh, Gary, so many, and you're right. I met so many folks from northern parts of the state, God love them, who were down there working so hard. You know, there were so many poignant stories. I talked to a farmer, a woman down around Lagodi. She was one of those who had been washed out twice. And this is a small farmer, not a big operator at all. And when I was getting ready to leave the barn where we were having this big meeting, I said, does anybody have any other last question? And this gal, Millie, put up her hand and said, yeah, where can we go to help other people? And I almost wanted to cry. Yeah. Millie, you know, this time around, let us help you. But, I mean, that's the kind of folks we have. Here's somebody who lost almost everything. She's just thinking about others.
Yeah, you know, that is an amazing thing. And you see that time and time again around the state when people are in trouble, even with their own worries and difficulties, they're still willing to pitch in and help other people.
Yeah.
Governor, this trade mission that you were going to go on over in Asia, you know, I know that was put off because of this, necessarily so. Are you rescheduling that, and what were you intending to do over there?
Actually, Gary, they went without me. I mean, our Secretary of Commerce and other folks were already over there. Tons of work goes into preparing these trips. So here's the good news. We had our meeting in Columbia City yesterday, of the quarterly meeting of the board of our Economic Development Corporation. That's our job hunting entity we created. And the report back from the trip is a very positive one. All the leadership of companies like Sony and Honda and Toyota and so forth, who were, they understood my not being there. We got a lot of new job possibilities that we pursued on this trip. I joked that maybe I should stay home from all of them, because this one was pretty promising. So the show went on, and I believe we didn't miss a beat.
All right. Well, Governor, listen, we thank you for your time this morning. We appreciate it. If that does, in fact, work out, it sounds like good news for Hoosiers in a very tough economy right now. But thanks for sharing some thoughts with us this morning.
Absolutely. Talk to you later.
All right. You take care. Governor of the state of Indiana, Mitch Daniels, with us this morning. And we thank him for his time and appreciate the phone call there. Paul, thanks very much for setting that up. That's nice of you to do. And I know